None of the people that you have heard on the programme this morning so far have electricity. Still, countrywide regulars will know Keith Brennan and his family farm in County Roscommon. Now, Storm Dara tore through their small holding before Christmas and the family lived without power for more than 8 days. Then Storm Eowyn struck just as they were picking up the pieces from the last storm. And as Keith explains in his letter to Countrywide from Hawthorne Hill Farm.
It's the night before Eowyn and I'm in Ballinamore, a meeting to discuss the fallout from Storm Dara. Stories are pouring into the room. People remembering the trees, blocked roads, days and for some the week of no water, no internet, no light, no heat. Some are 6 weeks later with no water still. The room is thronged. The storm and the anger at what has been has drawn many tonight. We talk, share and plan. Place our stories, hope and trust in one another, in community. There is a sense of being failed by organisations, companies and regulations that many feel protect profit over people. Storm Eowyn comes. I watch through the bedroom window on my farm as the trees windscreen wipe across the dawning sky. The rending crack of broken or uprooted trees. The whole entire woods behind my house scrubbed clean from the world. Pure sky where a forest last night had been. I go to clear the trees from the road. My son comes with me. We work, our breath braided steam in the frozen air, snow crunching underfoot, the rattle and drum of just-cut rounds of wood on the steel bed of the trailer, the tick-tick-tack of the hazard lights, the song of a thrush, and the roar of a distant saw at the same work as us. The next evening I'm amazed when my power returns. Neighbours, though, are not so lucky. We drop boxes of dried firewood to one. For another, we cook an oven roast dinner. She curls around our radiator like a settling cat. We heave gallons of water into the boot of her car before she drives back into the cold and dark of home. Days stretch into a week. The houses on the hill still dark. Power lines coiled in gardens and on roads. They'll be dark and cold until the 5th. A week after Eowyn, I meet a neighbour. She stretches a hand through her car window. Feel my hands. She is in tears from the week-long cold. She drives off quickly, does not want me to see, the brokenness catching in her throat. The second storm has brought with it something new. Disbelief. How have we been left to fend so much for ourselves and one another? Where are the answers? Where is the help? Carnage and kindness happen together, and, though kindness springs from that disaster, it outlasts it. But I worry too that the anger will have a longer life than both.
Keith Brennan there.